Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I've lived in Mexico City all my life, and it's a huge modern place, and getting bigger all the time. It's built in the same place as an ancient Aztec city. Unfortunately, there's almost nothing left of the old city now, but there are reminders of it everywhere, in the buildings and the culture of the new city. I feel that's enough to give you a sense of what existed here a very long time ago. Speaker B.
I think Paris is a beautiful city, with great museums, amazing buildings, and fantastic tree-lined streets. The people are well-dressed and highly educated, and there's a big artistic community in the city. There's a great mixture of the old and the new. And there isn't just one special thing about it. Rather, it's everything together. If I had to use one word to describe the place, it would be stylish, I suppose.
Speaker C.
When you ask anyone what the capital of Australia is, they usually say it's Sydney. Although Sydney is a big, important city, it's not the capital. The correct answer is Canberra, the city built specifically to be the capital of Australia in the early 20th century. Maybe because it was built from scratch, there was no town or city there before they built it. The lack of history certainly affects the way the city feels. It has a strange, almost empty atmosphere to it.
Speaker D.
Mogadishu, in Somalia, East Africa, doesn't look like a capital city. After years of war and destruction, it's not a great place to live. Water and electricity are difficult to find. Much of the city, the roads, hospitals and schools, doesn't work properly. This was once a great port on the Indian Ocean, but it's fallen on hard times. Who knows if it will be great again one day?
Speaker E.
Although it was renamed Ho Chi Minh City in the 1970s, the name never really caught on. It's quite a long name to say in English, so maybe that's why the old name of Saigon is still used by lots of people. It's a busy city, full of people going from place to place, selling things in the streets, shouting at people passing by. With so much activity going on all the time, maybe they don't have time to learn a new name. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Speaker A. I've lived in Mexico City all my life, and it's a huge modern place, and getting bigger all the time. It's built in the same place as an ancient Aztec city. Unfortunately, there's almost nothing left of the old city now, but there are reminders of it everywhere, in the buildings and the culture of the new city. I feel that's enough to give you a sense of what existed here a very long time ago. Speaker B.
I think Paris is a beautiful city, with great museums, amazing buildings, and fantastic tree-lined streets. The people are well-dressed and highly educated, and there's a big artistic community in the city. There's a great mixture of the old and the new. And there isn't just one special thing about it. Rather, it's everything together. If I had to use one word to describe the place, it would be stylish, I suppose.
Speaker C.
When you ask anyone what the capital of Australia is, they usually say it's Sydney. Although Sydney is a big, important city, it's not the capital. The correct answer is Canberra, the city built specifically to be the capital of Australia in the early 20th century. Maybe because it was built from scratch, there was no town or city there before they built it. The lack of history certainly affects the way the city feels. It has a strange, almost empty atmosphere to it.
Speaker D.
Mogadishu in Somalia, East Africa, doesn't look like a capital city. After years of war and destruction, it's not a great place to live. Water and electricity are difficult to find. Much of the city, the roads, hospitals and schools, doesn't work properly. This was once a great port on the Indian Ocean, but it's fallen on hard times. Who knows if it will be great again one day?
Speaker E.
Although it was renamed Ho Chi Minh City in the 1970s, the name never really caught on. It's quite a long name to say in English, so maybe that's why the old name of Saigon is still used by lots of people. It's a busy city, full of people going from place to place, selling things in the streets, shouting at people passing by. With so much activity going on all the time, maybe they don't have time to learn a new name. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.